Hey everybody. Hey mamas. Thanks for joining me again on Muffy's Audio Journey, where I'll just be talking about mastering the craft of writing and speaking. As that is my goal, is to become a, I guess, nationally known writer and speaker. There, I said it. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's my mission. Well, my mission is actually to help Black moms become the best moms that they can be. And I want to do that through the conduit of writing and speaking. And so, as you guys know, last week, if you follow me, if you listened to last week's episode, I'm in a silent struggle right now of trying to find my way. And so, but this week has been like a lot lighter because I finally feel like I've accepted the fact that it's time for me to stop. Like, nothing has been better than just embracing this acceptance when all the signs are pointing in another direction and you finally decide to just turn around and embrace the change. It brings a sort of peace to your mind that is makes things clearer and just keeps making me question why I didn't do this sooner, like why I didn't stop sooner when I first started to feel those little eeks of, oh, am I doing the right thing? Is this right? I wish I would have stopped a lot sooner, but I didn't. And I'm here now and I feel a lot better. And I've just been trying to implement some new routines and just trying to work towards having a more fulfilling and limitless life, I guess, and letting go of some of those old constraints that were forcing me to feel trapped. So most important thing right now is that I just feel a lot more clear-minded, but I was able to get some really good advice from a friend this week, and he told me that I needed to begin to develop an essential list. And I love the book Essentialism by Greg McKeown. I listen to it. It's kind of one of my life guide books that I listen to all the time. And he basically was saying, like, you need a list of what a list of small behaviors or thoughts that you can engage with that are necessary in order for you to manifest your best work at the highest possible level. And so, like, some great athletes, artists, singers, I don't know, maybe even doctors and lawyers, they have rhythms or routines that they use in order to get to the place where they can manifest their best work. And one artist that he spoke of and he was telling me about was, he said that the artist, whenever he wanted to draw a masterpiece or paint a masterpiece painting, he would walk around the two blocks from his house and walk back, listen to his favorite song, eat a healthy meal, and meditate to visualize his paintings before he created these murals that he went on to sell for like $50,000 a piece. So when he told me that, I kind of just realized that every mile is made of one step that a person takes over and over again. So if you want to master something, you really need to develop a routine toward mastery that's all about putting intention behind those small actions and thoughts that you take every day. But in order for a person to walk that mile, they've got to be laser focused. Like, what you're doing has to be focused. It has to be essential work that while it might seem simple, it's leading you toward everyday mastery. Not mastery where you can manifest once a month, but mastery where you can really manifest every day as long as you give your body and mind those physical and mental cues that say it's time to go to work. You know, connecting that mastery side of you with the mundane and the ordinary side of you so that it's constantly accessible. And so these days, I'm trying to become more intentional and not just about my mission. Like I said, my mission is to help Black moms be the best moms that they can be, but about becoming a person that my grandchildren can be proud of, about becoming a person who, you know, has mastered certain skill sets and is able to do them in a way that is unparalleled. So I'd really encourage you guys to begin asking yourself, what is your mission? What are you mastering? Who are you becoming? Is your mind clear? Is it time for you to stop? And, you know, answering that question for yourself, being honest and authentic and true to yourself so that you can become the person that in your mind and your desires and your heart you really want to become. Thank you guys again for joining me, Muffy Mendoza, on my little audio journey. And you guys have a great week. Bye-bye.